Welcome back to the No Panic Zone. It is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. With so many things that have gone on this year, a lot of folks had a bumpy ride as far as their jobs go, and a lot of folks are looking for new jobs, new opportunities. Well, I've got some good news for you today, because we've got some job opportunities that you might not have otherwise thought about coming up at Sparrow. That's right. Sparrow Hospital is going to be offering some job opportunities at a job fair coming up Tuesday, July 21st, and Wednesday, July the 22nd. Joining me to talk about it, Sherry Faff-Duty, Director of Talent Acquisition for Sparrow. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve. I'm really glad to be here today.
So we were talking about this just before we went on. I know some hospitals and some health systems, you know, scaled back at least temporarily along the way. And you said that was true at Sparrow, too. But now, because of so many things going on, you need to hire new people. Tell me about it.
That is absolutely correct. You know, we did have some changes with our staffing having to do with COVID. You know, we had a back off of our elective surgeries. Well, all of those are back on. And due to COVID, we have new positions that we have had to add for the safety of our patients and caregivers. So currently here at Sparrow, we have over 200 part and full-time entry-level positions available that we are looking to fill.
If I
may mention, those positions range from a wide variety of positions, environmental services tech, security entrance coordinators, we have medical assistants, patient care techs, and, you know, certified nursing assistants, patient sitters, a whole array of positions.
All sorts of things. I missed what you said. How many jobs did you say are open?
We have a little over 200.
That's a lot of jobs. That's a lot of opportunity for people. And again, all sorts of different positions available with different qualifications. Because what I'm hearing there is you have entry-level jobs, but you also have some jobs that might take some more skill. Am I right about that?
That is absolutely correct. There is a wide range. And again, we have a number of other positions that we have available as well. But the ones that I mentioned really are the focus for us to try to get filled that are really within that 200.
All right. So that begins Tuesday, July the 21st, goes through Wednesday, July the 22nd. That's a big job fair. 200 jobs, that's no small order. Sherry Faff-Duty here, the Director of Talent Acquisition for Sparrow. Obviously, safety is on everybody's mind with everything that's been going on with the pandemic and so forth, and people are concerned. But the people that you're looking to hire would be on the front lines. It'd be some of those, as they say, frontline heroes, wouldn't they?
That is absolutely correct. And if I, you know, can mention, you know, safety of our caregivers and our patients is very important to us here at Sparrow. And our jobs fair safety measures will model exactly what we do every day inside of the hospital. So some things to expect. That's one of the reasons why we're holding it outside under big tents. Everybody attending the event is going to be expected to go through a COVID screening process. And that's where you're asked a series of questions. We do temperature checks. We are provided masks, and we are expected to wear masks. And we do a lot of continuous cleaning, disinfecting, and most importantly is maintaining the safe social distancing as well.
Yeah, extremely important, obviously, as we continue to work through all of this. Okay, so these jobs, I want to talk a little bit more in detail. Do people need to bring a resume? Do they need a background check? What kind of things are involved here with getting a job? Because let's be honest, getting your foot in the door at Sparrow could be the beginning of not just a job, but of a career, could it not?
Absolutely. We are a city in itself, and I know when people think of healthcare, Steve, they really think of doctors and nurses, and we have a wide variety. I mean, again, I had shared a list of several of those, but we have a number of positions that a lot of times people don't think of. So, yes, it could lead to a number of other opportunities. And really the best thing to be prepared for and bring to the job fair is, one, we are asking people to try to pre-register. Again, that helps us with all of the safety measures and everything. We will see people as drop-ins. We will try to accommodate those to the best of our ability. But that day, the best thing people can bring with them is a copy of their resume and a photo ID, because if everything, goes well within the process, some positions, we will be trying to do contingent job offers right on the spot.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Sherry Pfaff Duty here, the Director of Talent Acquisition at Sparrow. And if you missed it for some reason, more than 200 jobs available. Environmental services, medical assistance, patient care techs, among other things. Those are some of the ones that I jotted down while you were mentioning them. A resume and a photo ID. And some folks will be offered a job right there.
That is correct. For some of our classifications, yes, we are trying to do contingent job offers on site.
And so let's talk about the thing that people always want to ask about. Let's talk about compensation. Are we talking about salary? Are we talking about hourly? Are we talking about some benefits? Because people always want to know that part.
I think that is a great question. And just with the wide variety of the positions that we have and the varied shifts, and positions that are available. They could, a position definitely, if it's full-time, some of our part-time positions could definitely have benefits. Some may not. In the pay range, some positions are salaried and some are hourly. And I would say really for, you know, our entry-level positions where the main focus is at, I mean, you know, if you're looking for a pay range, I would say maybe anywhere from, you know, $10.41 to $14 some dollars.
So great jobs, and really what I keep hearing here, the word that keeps coming to mind for me is opportunity, 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 because if you're looking to get started or you're looking for a place to land on your feet, this just might be it. Again, the job fairs are coming up Tuesday, July 21st, Wednesday, July 22nd. You can be part of the Sparrow team, and it is a team there without question. Sherry Pfaff Duty is the Director of Talent Acquisition. Sherry, you said pre-register, bring your resume. Where do folks go to pre-register?
Yep, I will happily share that, but want to mention that both days the career fair will be from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And the best place to get your pre-registration information is by going to Sparrow's Facebook and or LinkedIn page. And those pages will have the link that you can go in and pre-register for our job fair.
There you go. Well done, Sherry, and I wish you the very best, and I hope the folks listening get the opportunity to get a brand new job at Sparrow. Sherry Pfaff Duty, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you very much for having me today, Steve.
Quick break. We'll be right back.